Tennessee Democrats want to cancel Columbus Day holiday and replace it with Super Bowl Monday. By Warner Todd Houston on February 3, 2023. Democrats in Tennessee are proposing that the state trade holidays and replace Columbus Day with a new holiday of Super Bowl Monday. Democrats Senator London Lamar and Representative Joe Towns Jr. introduced their bill on Wednesday to suggest that the state dump any recognition of Columbus Day and replace it with a Super Bowl Monday holiday to celebrate the game, which is always on Sunday, according to WKRN-TV. Thus far, the bill's summary only reads, as introduced, removes Columbus Day as a legal holiday, designates the first Monday after the Super Bowl as a legal holiday. The Democrats say the bill would change Tennessee code by deleting the language, the second Monday in October, known as Columbus Day, and inserting the language, the first Monday after the Super Bowl, known as Super Bowl Monday. But it appears that there is only one reason for this bill to exist: to serve as another woke attack on Columbus Day. Columbus Day became a national holiday in 1937 when President Franklin D. Roosevelt chose October 12 as the day to honor the Italian explorer who many say helped discover the New World. However, while it is a federal holiday, despite these Democrats' desire to denigrate Columbus Day with their bill, the truth is the day is not an official state holiday already in the volunteer state. As it is, state officers are not closed on or near Columbus Day in Tennessee. So, this bill essentially changes nothing except adding language officially rejecting its existence as a legitimate holiday. The bill does do one thing well, though. It does virtue signal to those who hate Columbus Day and want it ignored at best. Or at least replaced by the woke Indigenous Peoples Day that has become popular in many deep blue, Democrat-controlled areas. Still, many say that setting up the Monday after Super Bowl Sunday as a holiday is not the worst idea in the world because so many Americans attend parties on Sunday day, and their production suffers at school and work the following day. But over-partying is not a legitimate reason to create a state or a national holiday. Celebrating the birth of the West in the New World is a bit more worthy of recognition as it sets a tone for the stability of society. That is better than celebrating the day after a party night where too much alcohol was imbibed. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.